Failure to report.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, members of the board. The two cases that you have before you were also before you last month. And in both cases, they were instances where we have been attempting to get a hold of individuals who hadn't had reports into us. And in both cases, they've been very cooperative since they've been served. I said they were both before you last month, and that's where we have somewhat of a difference. One individual, Mr. Forrest, said that he was too ill to attend the meeting, but we did ask him to appear at the commission's request to appear again this month. And Mr. Forrest, a family member for Mr. Forrest, called in. They apologized for not being here. They said they had every intention of being here on his behalf, that his health is such that it's very difficult for him to travel. But they had a family emergency. They wanted me to express to the commission that they fully understand the severity of this issue. As I mentioned, they have been quite cooperative. We are still missing one report on their behalf, due to his health issues. Most of the non-reporting was no harvest, no activity. He's been caught up on all that. There was 1 month where he is claiming it's August of 2012 that he had an agent working for him and that he will be getting that report in. So with that in mind, I think typically staff's recommendation
excuse me,
suspension until he appeared and all reports are up to date. If it's the pleasure of this commission, as I said, they are working with us. We would still recommend suspension until all reports are in. There is one missing report. However, as far as the failure to appear, I do believe that they were sincere and they've asked me to call them at the hospital as soon as this meeting is over to find out whether or not.
Is there any evidence that Mr. Forrest is currently working on the water?
No, there isn't.
Okay, so I mean, this is a severe illness that's preventing him from working.
Correct.
Okay. And all but one of his reports are up to date.
That's correct.
What's any questions for Mr. Cimino? What's your pleasure?
I've moved to accept staff recommendations about the suspension until he's able to appear. I think that's what you've recommended.
Well, actually, what I was suggesting was that I think we got the message across to the individual, and staff would still recommend suspension until all reports are in, but to remove the requirement for him to appear at this point, and once all reports are in, then to go on the two-year probation.
All right. So until his reports have been submitted, his license is suspended.
That is correct.
And then at that point, he would be on 2 years probation?
Yes, that's the recommendation.
That would be the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Mr. Pate.
The other individual, Mr. Pate, is here. And as I mentioned, we did get to the point of serving Mr. Pate, and it wasn't until the summons that we were able to get a hold of Mr. Pate. However, since that point, he's been very cooperative and has all his reports in.
All the reports are in.
Yes, that's correct. So staff is recommending 2 years probation.
Mr. Pate, you want to say anything?
Yeah, it was just a mix-up. I had moved some stuff around and changed addresses. And I talked to Lori. And I told her I really didn't touch the mail. I like to bring them down here, but I live in Surrey County. And it took me a while to find them, but I'm all caught up right now.
You're going to stay caught up?
Yes, sir. I won't go through this no more.
Okay. What's the pleasure of the commission?
I move to have a two-year probation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Fox. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. 2 years probation.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.